essential prayers for protection, because when devotees are facing difficulties or impediments in their execution of devotional service, which arise in their own minds or from other people or some obstacles in the environment, they often turn to Lord Nrisimhadev. But here, they're listing different prayers that we can recite and remember the meaning of to also get inner strength and mental equilibrium and some higher protection. The first one mentioned is a prayer to be protected from lusty desires, which affect all of us. And this is, they give one line here from a shloka of sixth canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 8, verse 17, describing the Kumaras. Sanat Kumaro Vatukama Devad, Sanat Kumaro Vatukama Devad, Sanat Kumaro Vatukama Devad. May Sanat Kumara, that great brahmachari of the four Kumaras, Avatu, may he protect me from Kamadev. May that Sanat Kumara protect me from the hands of Cupid or lusty desire. Save me from the strong urge of sex. Niti Lila Pravishta Gaura Govinda Swami Maharaj translates it thus. As I begin some auspicious activity, I invoke the memory of Sanat Kumara. O Sanat Kumara, you are the topmost brahmachari. I beg you to please protect me from these lusty desires. You have conquered lust. Therefore, please shower your mercy and blessings upon me. Then I will be able to conquer this most formidable enemy in the form of lust and thus remain a brahmachari. In different places it's told that to maintain the brahmacharya vow as a brahmachari sannyasi or grihastha, one can invoke the memory and mercy of the great brahmacharis of the past, like Hanuman, many young Indian men, at least in the old days, they used to regularly chant Hanuman Chalisa and other prayers to Hanuman, because he was a great Dasya Bhakta, lifelong, very powerful and steady brahmachari fixed in his service to Ram. So they invoked the blessings and mercy and remembrance of Hanuman. Bajrang Bali Hanuman Aki Jai. And Mahabharata, of course, that great soldier, the son of Santanu, took that horrible vow of brahmacharya, and he became known as Bhishma Patamaha, great Mahajan. Grandfather Bhishma is another famous and powerful brahmachari of the Mahabharata, hero of the Kurukshetra battle and great pure devotee of Lord Krishna. So we can pray for the mercy of Bhishmadev. Of course, Narada Muni is Bhaktavatar, another great brahmachari. One can pray for his mercy. Then there's Shukadeva Goswami, the speaker of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami was a Brahmavadi and then a Premi Bhakta, absorbed in the Bhagavat, another lifelong brahmachari, wandering naked, completely free from any type of attraction. And even if anyone saw him, any young ladies bathing in a lake and saw Shukadeva Goswami, they wouldn't become disturbed. Shukadeva Goswami is another famous brahmachari. And then in more recent times, among the six Goswamis, we have Raghunath Bhatta, who kept a lifelong vow of brahmacharya. And then our Param Guru, Nashtik Brahmachari, Paramahamsa, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, another very powerful, famous, and pure devotee brahmacharya. So we can remember these great brahmacharis and pray for their mercy, especially Sanat Kumara. There's another prayer given here that comes from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 3rd Division, Chapter 2, Verse 35. Also mentioned in Sanatana Shiksha, Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 22, Verse 16. Prabhupada would often quote this verse about these insatiable masters that everyone is serving. We're all serving these masters since time immemorial, and these masters, these bosses, these employers, they never give us a vacation, they never give us any rest, and they never give us any pay, and they certainly don't give us any benefit, and no special perks and no benefits or company benefits, but yet we relentlessly, faithfully, dutifully serve these masters. This is the irony of material existence. And the masters are kam adinam kati nakatida, beginning with lust, anger, and greed. Kam adinam kati nakatida palita nir deshas tesham jata mahina karuna natrapa no pash pashanti utsrijyaitan atayarupate sampraptam labdha buddhis tam ayata sharanam abhayam mam niyukshvatma dasye. O my Lord Yarupate Sri Krishna, there is no limit to the unwanted dictates of my lusty desires. Although I have rendered these desires so much loyal service, they have not shown any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve these lusty, greedy desires, nor have I even desired to give them up. O my Lord Yarupate, recently, however, my transcendental intelligence has been awakened, sampraptam labdha buddhi. And because of this, I now refuse to obey the unwanted orders of these lusty desires. Now I have come to your lotus feet. I surrender myself at your fearless lotus feet. Please engage me in your personal service and save me. It's another verse from Yamuna Stotra by Yamunacharya, that he was so staunch and so absorbed in Krishna's service, even the slightest thought of sex life would make his face distort and curl and contort in disgust, and he would spit at the thought. Yadavadi mama cheta Krishna padara vinde navanavarasa daman yudyata rantamasit taravadi batanari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukavikara sushtu nishtivanam cha navanavarasa Dhamani. Nava-nava rasa dhamani. He was newer and newer taste, rasa dham. He was experiencing newer and newer rasa at every moment, bhakti rasa he was experiencing. So if you ever even thought, nari sangame smaran, smaryamane, smaran, nari sangha smaran. If he even thought about associating with nari or women, mukavikar, his face would transform, vikar, transform, contort, bend, twist, wrinkle, contort in disgust, sushtu, exceedingly, and nishtivanam, and he would spit at that thought. Yamunacharya prayed, O my Lord, since my mind has become attracted by the transcendental loving service and beauty of Radha and Krishna, relishing ever new pleasure in the bhakti ras, whenever there is some memory or desire, whenever I remember the association of women for sense gratification, or there is a memory of sex life, I at once spit at the thought and my lips curl in disgust. My face becomes contorted. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that we should tolerate the incessant flow of desires and remain peaceful in spite of the presence of lust. 270 and 271. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudram apapravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashantim apnoti nakama kami gahaya kamam yasarvan Pumamscharati nispriha nirmamo nirahankara sashantim madigacchati. Arjun, a person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter his mind like rivers entering an ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, he alone can attain peace, but not the man who strives to satisfy such desires which never stop. A person who has given up all desires for sense gratification, who lives free from material desires, and has rejected all sense of proprietorship, and is devoid of false ego, he alone can attain real peace. And this is a verse that encourages us to overcome impediments by being detached. It's from Uddhava Gita, 11th canto, chapter 10, verse 7. Jayapatya griha shetra svajana travinadishu udasina samam pasyan sarveshu artam ivatmana. One should see one's real self-interest in life in all circumstances, and therefore should remain detached from wife, children, home, land, relatives, friends, wealth, and so on. Udasina. Udasina means indifferent. We should remain indifferent. All right, we show affection, but not attachment. Pashyan sarveshu artam ivatmana. Arta atman. What is the purpose, the objective of our atma, the objective of our life? Always remember our goal, our prayojana, the prem seva, Radha and Krishna that grows in Vrindavan. Not become bewildered or distracted. Always remain indifferent to bank accounts and relatives and homes and money concerns and wives. And this verse from Rupa Goswami's Padyavali of an unknown author, number 11. He gives a clue how to stop the force of Kamadev. Kasha yanna chabojanadi niyaman no vavane vasato Vyakyana dattava muni vratabharaj chitod bhavashiyate kintu spita kalinda shailatanaya tireshu vikridato govindasya padaravinda bhajana rambasya lesharapi. It's kind of a neti-neti verse. Not by wearing saffron cloth, kashayat. Not by restricting food, bhojaniyam, and other sense activities. And not by living in the forest, or discussing philosophy, or observing Mon Brat. Only by serving the lotus feet of the Lord, Govinda, who enjoys pastimes on the banks of the Yamuna, is the influence of Kamadev checked. Govinda, Govinda Padaravinda Bhajan. Govinda Pad, Govinda Padaravinda Bhajan. Aramba, Aramba means to start. Kalinda Shaila, in the waters, Tanaya, on the banks, Tanaya Tireshu Vikridita, Vikridita Vrajabadu Bir, Rasa Krita. One who engages in a rasa dance on the banks of the Yamuna under the full moon night in autumn season with the beautiful Brajic gopis, the damsels of Braj, that Govinda, do bhajan to his lotus feet, Govindasya Padaravinda Bhajana. Just start, take that. Begin that, leshat, lesha, even a little bit of that bhajan will save one from the effect of Kamadev. And moreover, the storehouse of material desires of lust and greed and envy, they are gradually burned to ashes by the fire of bhakti. This is told in Uddhava Gita, 11th canto, chapter 14, verse 19. Yatagni su samridharchi karotye damsi basmasat Tata madvishaya bhaktir Udavai namsi krishna sa. O my dear Uddhav, As a blazing fire turns firewood into ashes, Krishna bhakti, devotion to me, completely burns to ashes the sins committed by my devotees. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, in his teachings to the mind, Manashiksha, he gives four very nice verses addressing the mind. O mind, give up prajapa, give up mukti, and even give up the desire to go to Vaikuntha, go back home, back to Godhead. Only worship Radha and Krishna and Braj. Manashiksha number 4. Oh, my dear brother mind, please abandon altogether the prostitute of contemptible mundane talk, asatvarta vaishya, which plunders the entire treasure of pure wisdom, mati sarvasva harani. You must, oh mind, you must unequivocally give up hearing all talk of liberation, which like a tigress devours your very soul. Even abandon attachment to Lakshmipati Srinarayan, which leads to Vaikuntha. You should only live in Braj. Braje Radha Krishna Sorati Manido Twam Bhajat Mana. Only live in Brajadam and worship Radha and Krishna, who bestow upon devotees the priceless jewel of their rati, swarati, love for them. Radha Krishna swarati mani, swarati mani, the jewel of love for Radha and Krishna. O mind, only engage in Radha Krishna bhajan. Number 5. O mind, when you are attacked by lust and anger on the path back to Godhead, on the devotional marg, then cry out to the Vaishnavas, O Guru Dev, O Sadgoswamis, O Guru Parampara, O Vaishnav Thakur, please help me. Lust, anger, and greed are like a band of thieves and dacoits who attack me suddenly on the open road of material life. These dacoits of lust and anger bind my neck with their dreadful ropes of wicked deeds and slay me.